Right. Can we move on to you mentioned earlier about Nick, but about coaching during your playing career generally. First of all, at Gloucester, what sticks out in your mind? I mean, the current regime is obviously a million miles away from the sort of thing that you were brought up to do. What did your coaching look like?
Well, basically, a warm-up was to stand around the fire in the main changing room at King's Home. But my coaching, I think Nick was coached when I came, but he'd been coached, yeah. Nick was coached for quite a few years. Because I was the old donkey second rows, there was a guy down here called Ivor Oakes. Good God rest his soul. But I used to have to turn up half an hour early for training, and he'd grab me, one or two of us, and he'd take us round up Denmark Road, up Wooden Pitch, whack round. We'd have to do that before training. So I was knackered before training, but it did help me. But in those days, we had no gyms. It was all done out here on King's Home. And obviously, in this time of the year, it was like a mud bath, and we had to be really, really careful. We did scrummaging, we did line up. I don't think we had a scrummage machine then. We used to scrummage against each other. But what we were taught and told was from players' experience. And I think you pick it up. The only way to become a better player is to train, get yourself fit, and play some games. And we used to play a lot of games in those days, but Nick was a good coach. I mean, you didn't mess, like, it's like when he was captain, you didn't mess around. If he told you to run around clock court backwards, you did. And he was good. Keith Richardson was the coach down here for a while. I can't really remember much about the coaching, to be quite honest. We used to do a lot of running and God knows what. I didn't really enjoy it. It was hated, to be fair.
So just to perhaps recap on what you were saying earlier, you'd invariably play midweek as well. So you play on a Saturday, you play in a midweek game, and then you'd be training, as you've just described, what? Twice a week, once a week,
but
twice
we'd
a
only
week.
train on a Monday and a Thursday, I think.
Monday and Thursday, play Wednesday, Saturday.
And play Wednesday, sometimes play on a Tuesday. I mean, that was all season. It was relentless. I mean, and going down to Wales midweek, as I stated previously, they were hard games, big hard games.
It's interesting to reflect on just to re-emphasize, you were amateurs playing then, and you were playing, 35 games just for Gloucester, and we'll come on in a moment to the representative games that you play. So you did all that and trained twice a week and played midweek and hold down a job as well.
And I was lucky. I was in the police force and I got paid. I mean, as I've stated previously, the chief constable wanted me to play rugby. He'd like to see my name in the Telegraph or Times or whatever after a game at the weekend. He enjoyed that sort of thing, but we didn't get paid a penny. I can remember being called up to play down at South Wales Police, and I was on holiday, and they wanted me to, they were short, and my travelling expenses, I think, were 10 shillings. And that was about the only money I ever got out of Gloucester for playing. But, I mean, people like John Watkins who worked, and a lot of the guys worked, I mean, they worked in industry in Gloucester. I mean, if they went away at the weekend, they didn't get paid. They or had to finish work early midweek to go and play. They didn't get paid. It cost guys a lot of money, but in those days, the honour, the privilege, the camaraderie playing for Gloucester was worth every penny.
Can we move on perhaps to the committee? The relationship between the players and the committee in those days. I know there was always a committee man went away with the away games, and there was sometimes a bit of tension perhaps between you. What was your relationship with the committee in those days?
Well, to be fair, I mean, I knew there was a committee somewhere in the background, but we had nothing to do with that. I mean, we used to deal with the selectors. There was always a panel of selectors or ex-players, which Fordy was normally the chairman of. He was also on the committee, but as a player in my playing career until later on, when I retired, I had nothing to do with the committee at all, really. I knew they were there. We used to play in front of games here, like 10, 12, 13, 14,000 at the weekends. So I presume someone, somewhere, was doing the administration and collecting the money and running the bars and whatever, whatever. But we never got involved with it. Well, I didn't
Didn't
anyway.
affect it, right. Okay. Can we perhaps look at the other representative games that you played for the, starting with the county? You played an awful lot for the county. I think it was 42 games. You were in 9 finals and 5 championship winning sides. What were your experiences of playing for the county?
Well, in those days, I mean, as Ronnie would tell you, playing for the county was a big thing. It was good rugby. I mean, everybody played, and it was also the pathway to get into an England trial, and then eventually get selected for England. And if you played well for your county, it was always very good, because in those days, if you went to Oxford or Cambridge University, it was much easier to play for England anyway.
Does that mean you didn't go to Oxford or Cambridge then, Chris?
Oh, I have been to Oxford and Cambridge. It was on a bus. So, no. County rugby was great. I enjoyed county rugby. It was Bristol, Gloucester combined with various other players coming in. But Gloucestershire were very successful. Very, very successful. And I think Butts might have played in 8 or 9, but I think I'm the only one who's played in 9 finals, I think. Which was good, you know. I have more county blazers than you would ever want to see, but unfortunately they were maroon in colour, and you couldn't wear them out all the time. But county rugby was great. Played 9 finals, and I've been 5. I think
5.
Yeah. So it's a big part of my rugby memory.
And highlights of any particular games for the county?
Going down, I tell you, one of the hardest games was going down to Cornwall at Red Roof. I mean, this was in before you got to the sort of final stages of the county championship. They were hard games down there, especially at Red Roof and Halfar Corner. Once you got in there, you couldn't get out. But we used to get out occasionally. But we had a good side, and you had players from Cheltenham, Gloucester, Clifton, a couple from Stroud, but it was mainly Bristol and Gloucester who made up the county side. But I really can't. I mean, all the games were good. I enjoyed them. It's better to win, but it's a long time ago now.
No standout players from outside the Gloucester set-up that you obviously knew?
Over there, I mean, Alan Morley, play on the wing, great player. Peter Knight, fullback. You can go on forever, you know. John Gabbitas at outside half. Bob Hesford, the Greek. Mick Fry, I know he played a bit for Somerset, but he was another handful, I can tell you. Was it D.E.J. Watt, Mr. David Watt? He was enormous. I mean, I thought I was big, but we'd both be smaller these days, but Dave Watt was playing. I had my first game with Dave. I mean, he kept me out initially, but once we got rid of him, I played a fair bit with Boyle Brinney. But the county has some good players.
And moving on from like the south and southwest, you played for games for those as well, represented.
Yeah, I think I played against Japan out here. I'm sure we played against Japan out here.
I think it was Australia. Yeah. I'm not sure.
No, I did play against Japan. You missed that one.
I think
we played Japan back. And we played Fiji. We played Australia twice and beat them twice, I think. One was at Bath and one was somewhere else, I think. That was south and southwest counties, wasn't it?
One of them was south and southwest, and the other was a western counties.
That's right. Yeah. Because Australia came over them with a really strong side as well, but we managed to beat them. So they were good games. They were good games. All rugby involved with the southwest was enjoyable because you knew the people you were playing.
People, yeah.